This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Robert Smith. The skyrocketing cost of wheat is breaking food budgets around the world. Families are paying more for bagels in Brooklyn and flatbread in Afghanistan. The difference is that many Afghans are now spending half their earnings on bread alone. International aid is keeping the country from food riots and starvation. But as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, the crisis may encourage some farmers to move out of the drug trade and into wheat.
The staple food in Afghanistan is a long, flat, handmade bread called naan. In this small bakery, one man flattens dough on a wooden board with a rhythmic thump. Next to him, another baker reaches into a cylindrical hole in the ground with two long metal rods, pulling fresh-baked flatbread out of the wood-burning oven. Afghans have been baking bread this way for centuries, but in the last year, the price of flour has more than tripled. Due to the rising costs, this bakery has had to raise the price of bread by 60%, while also decreasing the amount of dough that goes into every loaf. A customer named Abdul Qadir tries to haggle briefly at the bakery window. Abdul Qadir makes the equivalent of $4 a day splitting rocks. Until food prices jumped 3 months ago, he could afford to buy 10 loaves at a time to feed his family of six. Today, Abdul Qadir can only afford 4 pieces of bread.
We have to divide one bread into a few pieces and give them to my kids.
There are hundreds of families like Abdul Qadir's in this neighborhood, says the head baker, an 80-year-old man named Mohammed Massoon. I heard, he says, that one man tried to give his children away at a mosque because he could no longer afford to feed them. If it goes on like this, says Massoon, the people will rise up against the government.
The food price hikes have pushed over 2.5 million Afghans into food insecurity.
Alim Sadiq is a spokesman for the United Nations in Afghanistan. He says many Afghans are now being forced to spend 50% of their salaries just on bread. Due to the price hikes, the UN says roughly 1 in 6 Afghans now needs international assistance to put food on the table. Sadiq says the crisis facing Afghanistan is part of a global problem.
There has been decreasing flexibility in food markets around the world, with more and more countries imposing export bans. We are seeing increasing amount of food being diverted for biofuel production, and many of the world's major food producers have been suffering from drought and from poor crop production over the last year.
Afghanistan relies on imports because it cannot grow enough food to feed its own people. But Amin Farhang, the Afghan commerce minister, argues that in the long term, there may be a silver lining to this food crisis. Speaking in French to a foreign reporter, Farhang says the high price of food may convince many Afghan farmers to switch from harvesting opium-producing poppies to growing wheat.
This has already begun in several provinces, because peasants see that they can now make a profit growing food. So why not change their crops to wheat, since producing poppy is illegal, dangerous, and supports terrorism in Afghanistan?
But in the short term, the food prices are hitting ordinary Afghans hard. This spring, Afghan teachers went on strike in protest until the Afghan government promised to raise their salaries from $60 to $86 a month. Again, Alim Sadiq of the United Nations.
There are hard decisions having to be made in households across Afghanistan.
At a Kabul mosque on Sunday, a cleric chanted mournfully at the funeral of 32-year-old Dawood Mohammed. Daoud was an accomplished boxer who struggled to make ends meet working as a porter in a vegetable market to support his family of 12. Last Friday, Daoud took his 11-year-old son Mortaza to visit the boxing gym one last time. My father told me, says Mortaza, if I die, don't cry for me. The next day, Daoud committed suicide. Relatives and neighbors say the recent jump in food prices pushed him over the edge. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.